Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. Glorify you. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Magnify him. We glorify you. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We glorify you, magnify you, Lamb of God. We magnify you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glorify you and magnify you and praise your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 I glorify you. Hallelujah. Praise your Lamb. Praise your Lamb. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Exalt you. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Worthy Jesus. Worthy Jesus. Worthy Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth will pass away. Your word will always remain. We exalt you. We worship you. We glorify you. We stand in you, Father. We worship you. We stand in you, Father. We give all the glory and praise unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorify you, Jesus. Bela bodoka de satala koto. Dele bakura kele serediata. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I glorify you. I glorify you and I worship you. I glorify you. I worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glorify you. I glorify you. I love you, Lamb. I love you, Lamb. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Magnify you. Magnify you. I exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. I glorify you. I glorify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. We exalt you. We give all praise and glory to you, Jesus. We set our affections upon you. You alone are worthy. You've set your word above your name. Lord, we thank you that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will always remain. We thank you that we take faith in you. Take faith in you. Whatever you say about the circumstances, that's what we say, Lord. Whatever you say, whatever your mind is, Lord, that's what we agree with. And we praise and magnify you. We thank you, Lord, that we can have what we say. We can speak to the mountain. Lord, we can have what we say. We worship you and glorify you. We exalt you and praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Why don't you give somebody a hug? Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. The more you worship him outside of here, It'll bring some kind of presence in here. We've been having some services. You know, we had some way back where the glory would come so strong nobody would want to leave. Those are here among us again. Will you confess that with me? So strong that they won't want to leave. We won't just stay all day long in the presence of God. It's one thing to try to make yourself. It's another thing when you can't leave. Hallelujah. That's where we're at. That's what we confess. And it'll be something not just when the older ones or the ones that have been around for a long time won't leave, but it's when the ones that just come in to peek in the door, when they won't leave. Well, how many have set your course for endurance? I like those hands going up real sharp and clean like that. That's good. Candy and I came here, do you know, August will be 17 years of living here. Yes, I think it's August 15th, something like that. We thought that probably within the next couple of years that we'd have revival. How many, when you first came here and you heard this message, you thought, well, I'll get in there with them and I've been the missing element that they needed. If I'll just get in there and pray the hours, I'll probably tip the scale. And so we wish you would have tipped the scale with us. But here we are 17 years later. Are we determined? Oh, yes. Our determination is there like never before. But we know that it's a thing of endurance. And because of that, I thought I would read to you the endurance prophecy. How many have read it lately? Okay, this prophecy was given by a sister church of ours. That's Dave Roberson's. And I've been bringing him along for a good while now. That's a joke for anybody that's listening. But this prophecy was given March the 2nd, 1989. And it was given by the Holy Spirit. And the only reason why I can read it here and say, okay, even though it was given there, is because we've entered into the same kind of thrust in the Spirit. We believe for revival. Said something to somebody the other day, or somebody kept hearing me give credit to this is going on a lot out there, other places. And they said, well, I'm sure it must be in essence, but we don't know where. When people are claiming that the blind see and the lame walk and the deaf hear and the dumb speak and the dead are raised, and at the same time teaching you a methodical way of how to walk into the spiritual things of God, how to lose yourself and how to find Him. So this prophecy is, it's even though it's not our prophecy is given here, it's a prophecy that it's what we've entered into as far as where we're headed. This is what the Holy Spirit said on March the 2nd, 1989. And this was given concerning revival. When you've done all to stand, stand. Everybody say stand. Stand. Stand therefore, saith the Spirit of grace. For truly I desire by my power to shake this place. For taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And again, I would say, when you've done all to stand, when you've done all you know to do, stand. Stand therefore. The key word shall be endurance, saith the Spirit of grace. For I will teach you by my power and by my Spirit how to keep building in power until your endurance will produce my desired will in this place. For I will train you, saith the Spirit of grace, about the snares and the traps of the enemy. For if you will pray and make it past those hard places, I will give you divine wisdom and understanding that will at last produce power that you will say is of me. For my miracles do I desire to pour out of you. I desire to shake this city, and I say Immokalee, and train many people before this first phase of what I want to do is through. So gird yourself up and be strong. on my behalf. For I'll show you some things by my Spirit that you can have for eternity. They will last. So I'm giving you equipment that will work a great reward. For many of you are hungry and have desired to see these things. And I will lead you into that kind of reward. So be brave and stand strong, saith the Spirit of grace. I will work mighty, mighty miracles before this is done. You will not lose your place, for your reward shall be exceedingly great. So heed what the Spirit will say, for something new I begin this day. For great peace is my desire for you, that you may fellowship with me in love, and I can filter through you and through your life. I desire to take you from where you are to a place with me, a place you have known about way down deep in your spirit, that from the foundation of the world I have prepared for you. So as I lead you from place to place, I desire to flow through you with grace. And if you will edify yourself. How many of you know that's been the key thing? There's a little bit more, and I'll read that. But at one time, we were talking about, and I wasn't running any pastors down, we just started counting the numbers of churches just in this little teeny tiny town. In a short period of time, like in, let's say, 10 years, it's been a number of years ago before since I did it, and I think I counted 20-something pastors that had come and gone in that short span of time. And what is the difference? Now, some of them could have been called here just for a short time, but what is the difference? How many of you know it's edify, praying in the Holy Ghost? That's the only thing that's kept us. That's the only thing that will keep us, and that's the only thing that's going to take us to the other side. Hallelujah. I desire to flow through you with grace, and if you will edify yourself, you will see before this is through, I will purge from you everything that is causing you to fail. You will not only taste the victory that changing circumstances can bring, but you will taste the victory of resounding peace inside of you that will dominate everything in a circumference around you. Oh, for edification, higher, higher, and higher in me, that you will complete the first foundation of your life, that I may be able to move you into intercession, that you can cause those that are bound to be set free. Now, that's where we really want. It's just not our personal edification, but if he gains enough in us, he does want us to move in to where we stand in the gap for other people in this edification. He says this, for Satan is furious, saith the Spirit of grace. He already is mad and as a whirlwind is stirring up demons against this place. But stand fast and edify yourself into a place with me. And when the storms come, you will be delivered. Oh, you will be able to deliver the power that is in me. So be glad for the wellsprings of life and the counsel in the heart of man. I will draw it out, for there are many matters of wisdom that I desire you to understand. For I will teach you to walk in power. For my children, the thing between what I desire and what is now taking place is being purged every hour. Just a little bit more. For many people come to this city for training, you see, and oh, I desire to give them full training that they may leave in my power. So all of you who said, I hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be full. For I'll bring you into a place with me. Yes, for I will bring you into a place with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me just for a little bit to the book of Acts. Chapter 5. Now we just don't... One of the things that we're understanding about endurance is what it places with inside of you is what we commonly call no quitting sense. Turn to somebody and say, we don't have no quitting sense. We don't have no quitting sense. Foundation. It's a foundation. That's why we're still here and... Otherwise, we'd probably be run off by now. Homer says he probably wouldn't be alive. But that's probably the truth for a lot of us. So not having any quitting sense is really part and partisan. But did they have it then? What was it in the beginning of the church that really caused them to be able to work miracles? Now, chapter 5, let's just pray for a minute. Father, we just thank you. Stretch your faith this way. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We can do nothing of ourselves, just nothing of ourselves. Holy Spirit, I love you and praise you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. I ask you right now to guide and to lead us into all truth, and your word is truth, and we thank you for it. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Well, chapter 5 begins with something real unpleasant, the judgment that came on Ananias and Sapphira concerning money they'd held back from the church. But we're not going to read into that. But Peter, the word says in verse 11 of chapter 5, it says, in great fear as a result of that, Ananias and Sapphira being judged, great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And the rest durst no man join himself unto them, but the people magnified them. And the believers were more added to the Lord, multitude both men and women, inasmuch as they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches. And at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow them, some of them. We're going to have that. That's where we're headed. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing in the sick folk and them that were vexed with unclean spirits. And they healed every one. Everybody say every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which were the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. And they laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Now, this is one of those lessons of no quitting sense. What if you were arrested for preaching? And they put you in, they come and whatever they arrested you at, they said, we're going to arrest you for preaching. You can't do these miracles. And I think the day and hour will come where there'll be that kind of persecution. It's very possible. But here's the amazing part. What was in them, what caused them to be what they were was something of tenacity that the church has really lost a lot of. But this edification is building something inside of us that's going to be a replica of what we see then. They were arrested, they were put in prison, and then immediately after being released by an angel, I think what I would have done is I'd have found a good place to go away and hide for a while. I'd have found a place to go to on vacation and say, okay, let's think this thing through. Do we really, really want to go back into persecution? The Bible says here that when the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple, the people, all the words of life. And when they heard that they had entered into the temple early, or when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together in the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. And when the officers came and found them not in prison, they returned and told them, saying, the prison truly found we shut, we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. And the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things. They doubted. Then came one, verse 25, and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple teaching the people. Man, what a slap in the face. Does that sound like a mockery? To me it does. We just don't have no quitting sense. No quitting sense. Say that, no quitting sense. So they found these guys, put them in prison, and then turned right around. Found out that, wait a minute, they're not there. Well, where are they? Well, they're right back where they started from. Turn with me to Acts chapter 14. Now, this is speaking of Paul. And if we started in the 14th chapter, which we won't, we won't read through that, but he came to Iconium, and he came to two different cities in that area. And one of them was Lystra. And in Lystra, he was in a place where he had actually had been being persecuted in one city, and he came to another, and it was at Lystra. And it says in verse 19, and there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, and persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing that he had been dead. This is amazing. He was, if you read through, I've been reading through Acts the last couple of days. And Paul, it doesn't say a whole lot. It just comes up and says, okay, they came and they found these guys that were after him in one place. They came down to another place and they found him there. And they incited the people and they stoned him. And they drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. And howbeit, the disciples stood around about him. And he rose up and came within the city, into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many things, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. Here's another no quitting sense. Here's another no quitting sense. The part is this, is that Paul gets down to Lystra and they follow him down there. And they actually stoned him, possibly to death. This may be he really died. But they stood around him and prayed over him and raised him up. But what did he do? When he got up, he just went right back into the city. No quitting sense. He just went right back into the city. And then he took a little tour. And as a result, after he went a few days and went someplace else with Barnabas, the word says that he returned and went back right back to Lystra. Hey, that's called no quitting sense. That's where we're headed. That's what's holding us in a place where we're getting more done than what we really realize. Immokalee is in revival. Immokalee is in revival. Immokalee is in revival. The blind see, and the lame walk, and the deaf hear. The dumb speak, the dead are raised, demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole. And this gospel is preached. It's preached to everybody in Immokalee. Froce kerediato, bede kriscete, dayo rasto fradala, ahatio frasa. I do desire to bring forth this work in a time, in a season that you think not. When you think it's impossible to bring these things forth, know that all things are possible to me, saith the Spirit of grace. I'll bring you forth. I'll not only work the works that I'm promising concerning the revival, I'll work the works in your life on a te sequiete, on a grassroots level. I'll work. Did I not say that I'm meek and lowly? Come and trust me, saith the Spirit of grace. Come and trust me, saith the Spirit of grace. I'll get down to a place with you, not in sin and not in the things that would take people out, but I'll get into a place with you that I can also raise you up and bring you forward by my grace and cause you to stand. I'll get down in the foundation with you and pull with you. This is my assignment from the Father, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Why don't you just stand with me? Just stand and worship Him. I glorify you. I thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.